I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Vaccines can help prevent certain types of pneumonia and also complications from pneumonia. Dr. Alicia Brownfield is here to talk about pneumonia vaccines for adults, why they're important, and also to provide an update about new pneumonia vaccines and recommendations. Dr. Brownfield is a professor of internal medicine, and she's a general internist at MUSC. Dr. Brownfield, tell us the basic information we need to know about pneumonia vaccines for adults.
Pneumonia is actually common in adults over the age of 65 and also in younger people with some chronic health conditions or immune problems. These would include conditions like heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, smoking, alcohol abuse. There has been an available vaccine to prevent bacterial pneumonia and some of its complications since the 1980s, and the one that's been out the longest is called the PPSV23 or Pneumovax23.
What do we know about the safety and effectiveness of these pneumonia vaccines?
That's an excellent question, of course, when you're talking about preventing disease. But these vaccines are very safe. In fact, the major side effect is pain in the arm from the injection. There can be some rare complications like allergic reactions, but for the most part, they're considered to be extremely safe. The one that's been out the longest, that PPSV23, we have some good data that it's between 60 and 70% effective at preventing what we call invasive disease. And this would be pneumonia that actually gets into the bloodstream and other organs.
Dr. Brownfield, tell us about the new pneumonia vaccines that are now available.
There are two of these that were approved by the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, in the summer of 2021, and those are called the PCV15 and the PCV20, and basically they cover more pneumococcal bacterial strains than the older PCV13 or PPSV23.
And how long-lasting are these vaccines at preventing pneumonia?
In years past, we told everyone that had the 23 pneumonia vaccine before the age of 65 that they needed to repeat it again after they turned 65. The good news is that if you have the new 20-valent pneumonia vaccine at any age, you do not need to repeat it.
And does the CDC have new recommendations for which pneumonia vaccine someone should receive?
Yes, they do. And it actually can get fairly complicated. So I think the bottom line is that if you are an adult who is 65 years or older, or you have any chronic health condition, especially those that might affect your heart or lungs or your immune system, you would benefit from a pneumonia vaccine. And you should check with your healthcare provider if you've ever had a pneumonia vaccine in the past to see which type is best for you.
Dr. Brownfield, thanks for providing this update about pneumonia vaccines to help prevent pneumonia and complications.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.